GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar. This is the George Hale Rick Tyler Show, two of the luckiest guys in the world, because when we sent up a signal to our friends at Lanham, Blackwell, and Baber and said, hey, would you come on the radio and update us on this whole thing? And Steve Blackwell and Brett Baber both answering our call, but Steve is in our studio this morning. Can we start at the very beginning, a very good place to start, as The Sound of Music would remind us? Remind us what Robert Kraft allegedly did, and then we can go from there for those that need to get caught up on this.
He went to a spa, a massage parlor in Jupiter, Florida, on two occasions, and allegedly paid for sex.
Okay. Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Okay. That's as simple as it gets. That's the basic.
Now, allegedly, but not allegedly if the videotape is admissible.
But okay. But it's not, right?
Well, I'm going to ask a question. Videotape. Down in Florida, they've got a thing called a sneak and peek warrant.
I'm glad you brought it up.
And that was used to install the hidden cameras in the massage parlors involved in the sex scandal.
You sound intimately familiar with it.
I am. Now, the question is that videotaped evidence going to hold up in court? And that's why you're here, because the attorneys have requested that it not be used as evidence, and the legal team contends it's illegal. The judge has put this on hold, so that's about as far as I can take it legally. Where do you go from there?
Well, let's talk a little history first.
Okay.
A sneak and peek warrant is a warrant that's issued that allows the police to break and enter into your home without telling you about it. In other words, a secret warrant that allows them to come into your home without your permission. The worst intrusion, invasion, the founding fathers are rolling over in their grave over this case. And that's because of the lawyering that's going on. What's a sneak and peek warrant? Where'd it come from? For years, for most of this country's life, such warrants after the Revolutionary War and the Constitution were not allowed. But in 2001, I want you to recall the World Trade Center crumbling to the ground. In the wake of that, George Bush and our representatives in Washington passed the Patriot Act, and they authorized these types of secret warrants in only the most extreme cases. The Patriot Act was to prevent terrorism. At the time, there was a lot of discussion about this is a slippery slope. And it didn't take long before these warrants started to be used in serious drug investigations. And now, in a simple misdemeanor prostitution case, we have a sneak and peek warrant. These warrants are not allowed by law in Florida to be used in a misdemeanor case, a prostitution case. So we're talking about federal law here. The Patriot Act is federal law. So this is a very serious case.
If I could just ask one question in the middle of that, does the fact that human trafficking may or may not have been involved get into this?
Yes. I mean, I think it would, because that's a federal crime. And the use of the sneak and peek warrant would be more justified and would be just perhaps justified in that case. That's even questionable. But that's not the case. They abandoned their investigation and nobody was charged with human trafficking. This is low-level prostitution case, as low a misdemeanor as you can get.
Steve Blackwell from Lanham, Blackwell & Baber. And now we see, we'll call it a counter suit, if you will, the argument that there has been an invasion of privacy, and those who were subject to some of the videotaping, including Bob Kraft signing on.
Yeah, well, let's talk first a little bit how they got that, how they put the cameras in.
Okay.
They lied to these people and told them that there was in essence, a suspicious package or a bomb scare.
They, who are they that lied?
The police.
Thank you.
The police go in, they get them out, they go in, while they're in there, they install these cameras, and they don't tell them. And their justification for that in the warrant is, look, we have all this evidence, but we don't have any direct evidence of the transaction, the payment for the sex, and in this case, the sex, the alleged sex. So we need that, and we can't send our officers in because in order to get that evidence, we would have they would have to commit a crime, and that's not allowed. So they put these cameras in surreptitiously without permission from the owners of the spa. So what's happening now is over a course of 5 days, they record everybody, not just – and they save it, right? So what we have now is a civil rights action under Title 42, Section 1983, against the investigating Detective Sharp of the Jupiter Police Department and the county state county prosecutor for Palm Beach County. And the under color of law that they invaded the privacy, violated the constitutional rights of privacy of the individuals who have not been charged with any crime, who on the tapes did not commit any crime, but were recorded, disrobed, having a legal massage. So now they're being sued. These individuals are being sued for compensatory damages and punitive damages in civil court. And it's a class action in the federal United States Federal District Court in Florida.
And the Jupiter police have taken it one step further this week. They've made an arrest. They hadn't made an arrest until Monday. And on Monday, they arrested, I don't know how to pronounce her name, Shin Mingbi, who's 58. She was arrested on 8 counts of offering prostitution and a single count of deriving support proceeds of prostitution after their investigation.
How many counts was it?
8 counts of offering to commit prostitution, single count of deriving support. So she apparently was the one that was involved with Bob Kraft on January 19th at the Orchid of Asia Spa. It sounds beautiful, doesn't it? On Indian Town Road. Actually, I know where it is. Indian Town Road on U.S.
Once again, a little too intimate with the location, right, and the sneak and peek.
He also was involved with Lee Wang, who was younger, 40, but she hasn't been charged yet. Mm-hmm. So,
well, he was involved with
two. He was there twice.
Right.
Okay. He was there twice. Once, according to the police, they've just arrested one woman, and the other one, I'm not too sure, has been arrested yet. So this is getting kind of. For the old guy goes in to get some sex, right?
Allegedly.
And so now this is almost turning into a classic legal battle.
Well, it is, and it's a very important legal battle. And this is the lawyering that's going on, and this is I think important. I mean, this to me. This affects you and me. It rivals the secret Pfizer court and the phony affidavits that we hear about from Sean Hannity and Rush Limbaugh and Glenn Beck every day. This is the same kind of thing that goes to the fundamentals of our democracy. We hear those guys talk about the founding fathers all the time. Well, that's George Washington, Jefferson, Ben Franklin, come on. You can't, to have the police lying and to get into your house sanctioned by a warrant.
And setting up a camera.
Right. That's so far afield from what we understand our constitutional, the First Amendment, the Fourth Amendment, and the 14th Amendment. It's a violation of due process. It's a warrant that was... is arguably illegal under federal law, under Florida law, and inappropriate under federal law as it was intended.
Can I ask you, this is a question about semantics. Someone might think that going to this extent to bring down someone for having a moment with a prostitute, okay, that's overkill. That's bringing a sledgehammer. But when you say they're going to this length in order to combat human trafficking, now people start to adjust a little bit. They think, okay, human trafficking, that's slavery, and I don't want that. So I guess maybe I could see the officers going to this extent.
Well,
no, I see a shrug there.
I think in conceptually, I agree with you. If we're talking human trafficking, we're talking a federal crime. Mm-hmm. Under the Patriot Act, we were talking about federal crimes when we authorized these sneak and peeks. Mm-hmm. Does it rival the most egregious drug cases? Does it rival terrorism? Probably does. But here, they already had plenty of evidence to support a charge of low-level misdemeanor prostitution. And you get into the affidavit that supported this sneak and peek warrant, you see that they already had that. The traffic stops. They had several guys in those traffic stops who confessed, and they all confessed to the same thing, the same type of sex, how they, what evidence they left behind that they went into the trash and got and tested to support their warrant. They already had, the detective has a health inspector go in without a warrant and do a phony inspection, health inspection, to try to figure out if there was anybody living there, and that would have supported trafficking, more of a trafficking charge if they were actually living there in the spa. But she came back and said that nobody was living there. And they had all this other evidence. They had people online talking about this spa and the sex that you could get there. He had a number of bases for getting a regular warrant or making a charge of prostitution. Didn't need the sneak and peek, but they got it anyway.
The interesting thing to me, a lot of interesting things about this case, but the police and feds have broken up in that section of Florida. Human trafficking rings very nearby in all across the Treasure Coast, Palm Beach and Orange counties. So their fear that human trafficking was going on was not something they invented. They've been in that section of Florida really faced with a major problem.
Right. But they knew in this case, based on the investigation that Detective Sharp had developed at that point, that this wasn't human trafficking. They didn't have anywhere near the kind of evidence. I think what happened is they videotaped those 3 days in January. They caught a big fish, and they were going to run with this case, but they didn't want to lose, and they needed that hard evidence of pictures. They needed the surveillance, and they got it. That's what bothers me in this case, is that they got the sneak and peek warrant. They never should have gotten that.
Do we know the name of the judge that gave it to him?
I don't.
We got
less than 50. Well, it does matter. It matters who the judge is, so you can know that someone is, you know, not paying attention to the law when issuing.
Well, we'll find out what the appellate court says, right? Because this is going up on appeal.
Well, it depends. We don't know yet. I mean, right now, Kraft has his motions. They haven't been heard. I think they're being heard today.
Yeah.
But think where this goes real quick. Yeah. The next step, these videos get shopped on the internet. Next thing you know, your wife or your husband is naked, and it's all around the world, not just in your neighborhood. It's all over the world
from
in hours.
From a video that
on the
legally
internet.
Is legally questionable, that authorities should have been able to have gathered it.
Absolutely.
GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.